This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A waitress at Hooters was fired for swearing, ostensibly, but the real issue was that she thought a bikini contest was rigged. Employee conduct that includes swearing may be vulgar, profane, and offensive and still remain protected, according to a recent Law Review article on the decision. On the other hand, the contact may be so egregious, dishonest, threatening, violent, or insubordinate that it exceeds the protection of labor law. Turkey, according to research done in conjunction with the Early Warning Project, was a very unlikely candidate for a coup. It only had a 2.5% probability. Based on 2016 data, that placed it 56 out of 160 countries between Laos and Iran. At-risk countries tend to have high rates of infant mortality, a common measurement of poverty, and poorly performing economies. Turkey's economy has been growing, and infant mortality has been rapidly declining. In the last 5 years, the U.S. and Mexico have returned 800,000 refugees to Central America, including 40,000 children. In a 13-year span, Philando Castile, killed by the police recently, was pulled over by the police in the Minneapolis-St. Paul region at least 49 times, an average about once every 3 months, often for minor infractions. A shooting near the Baton Rouge police headquarters has left 3 officers dead. There have been continuous demonstrations in Baton Rouge after the shooting of a black man by police in that city recently. A survey of Mr. Trump's business career reveals a record of deception unabashedly confirmed by Trump himself, who has extolled the business advantages of truthful hyperbole. It's hard to find a project he touched that did not produce allegations of broken promises, blatant lies, or outright fraud. Convention cities, Cleveland and Philadelphia, are among the poorest cities in the nation. 2014, Philadelphia had the highest poverty rate, 26% among cities with more than 1 million people, while Cleveland has the third highest poverty rate, 39.2%, among cities with more than 100,000 residents, according to census data analyzed by the Brookings Institute. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.